It's the other side of First Street, the other side, running east and west.
Right.
Yeah. There were two barber shops there. One of them was across from the La Vida Hotel, and there was a big old building next to it. And the big building was the House of Ill Repute, and the barber shop was the shop was just there. And on the corner, just to the east of it, was a barber shop where a black man named Johnny had married this black gal who had two kids. And the mother got mad at him and wanted the daughter to divorce this Johnny. And he went after his mother-in-law with a pistol and shot it. He thought he'd shoot his mother-in-law. He actually shot his wife. He spent some time in the penitentiary. And there was black people in rural communities. There were several of them at Pitkin, which is northeast of Gunnison, about maybe 25 or 30 miles. Mm-hmm. And there were a few blacks in Crested Butte, but not many. Okay. Most of them around here and around Pitkin, Ohio City. Some of them in Gunnison I knew. I knew an old black man named George who lived up where Jorgensen Park is now on the highway. He was crippled, he wore a black hat and a black frock coat all the time, and he was a king, he couldn't hardly walk. But we did have quite a few blacks, had a few Mexican people. We still have them, they're very good people.
What about the makeup now? Is there quite a few Hispanic?
Well, a lot of Hispanic people are Mexican people from Mexico.
Right.
Came in here mostly to work in the ski area, supposedly, but a lot of illegals. Some of them are across the street.
Oh, a block across the street.
Yeah. Did you ever get many like Southerners coming here at any time?
To work, or came in to fish. You mean to live?
Yeah.
A few. Most of those who came in here were people from Texas or somewhere close.
Okay.
Not very many came in here to live from places like Mississippi or Florida or anywhere like
right.
that.
Right.
Not very many. A lot of them came hunting now,
right.
fishing.
What about, do you know where the, I suppose you got a lot of Northerners that moved in here?
Well, yeah, of course, it's like everything else. The whole world is transient in one way, you know, the people
yeah.
move around. Yeah, we had quite a few people from up north who came out here, wanting to come west, and wanting to get out of the cities,
mm-hmm.
and so forth, and they started coming in heavily, somewhat after World War II, I would say probably 1960s or 1970s, something like that. They really started pouring in.
Was there a certain place they came from, a lot of them, you know?
No, not particularly.
Just everywhere?
No, not really.
Okay. Let me get back to the house. I was wondering about common areas in the house, like you had your bedrooms, but did you have a living room or family room?
Yeah, you had a living room.
Okay. And I know you had to have a kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Usually the most important part of the house, from what I hear.
Living room usually had a kitchen stove. And not a kitchen stove, pardon me, a heating stove.
Okay.
And if it was where they could afford it, they'd use it for a fire in the wintertime. Sometimes they'd even close off, in some houses, close off the living room and not even use it in the winter because they couldn't afford to heat it.
Right.
And that happened quite a lot.
So they would just heat the bedrooms or something?
They'd heat the kitchen, and for these heat drifted from there into
someone wants to. This is the shopper.
Oh,
you got to shut the door. So what did the cook stove, or you said you had a cook stove usually, or a kitchen stove?
Yeah.
And then maybe another stove? What did those run on, coal or?
Coal and wood. They'd bake on them and everything.
Okay.
And bake in them and cook on them. They'd mm-hmm. $1 or $2 pistol.
Really? What kind of wood would they use if the
pine trees, mostly from up in the hills. You could cut wood anywhere you wanted to, and they just cut them by hand. They didn't have any chainsaws.
Yeah.
Cut them in pieces about so long, and split them.
Okay. Them. Was wood fairly plentiful around here?
Oh yeah, scarce? Nobody cared what you got. You could go, no regulations or anything. Regulations started coming after the war.
Right.